We sit down for an interview with Seneca Valley head coach George True. Coach, your Raiders have gotten off to an impressive start to the season. Hey, give us your take on how things have gone for your team to this point in the year.
Well, so far, obviously, so far, so good. We came out strong right off the bat. Last year we came out a little slow, and it ended up hurting us. And this year we were the girls were determined to come out and ready to play from the first game on, and they surely have.
Last season, Seneca Valley missed the playoffs, but you brought back all 9 starters from last year's team. How beneficial has it been to have so much experience across the board like that?
Well, that obviously helps. They know what's expected. They know what it takes to get the job done. And they're a little more, because of that knowledge and because of that experience, they come out a little bit better prepared and ready to go.
Junior pitcher Nikki Matz took over the starter's role late last season, tossed a no-hitter to open the 2014 campaign during an 11-0 win over Fox Chapel. And how locked in has she been, and what makes her so tough to hit?
She's pitching real well. She mixes things up real well. She hits spots. She can move the ball around a little bit. She's had pretty good control. Her strikeout-to-walk ratio is extremely good.
Senior catcher Sarah Blagg has seen varsity action since her freshman season. How much of a leader is she for the Raiders?
She's been huge. She was elected team captain as a sophomore. She's been a team captain for 3 years. She controls what's going on up there. The other players look up to her. She's an outstanding team leader.
Senior shortstop Alexa Cisco, an all-section player from a year ago, has hit over 400 the last 2 seasons. How talented of a player is she, and has she committed to anywhere for college?
She's very, very strong. She's very, very talented. If she keeps working, she's gonna be phenomenal. She's already very, very good. But she, as far as I know, she committed to Lock Haven for next year.
Now, the Raiders made it through the first half of the schedule with an unblemished record and picked up big back-to-back wins over North Allegheny and Shaler along the way. Now, how much did those wins mean for the confidence of the team early in the season?
Oh, they sure helped, because obviously NA and Shaler both are class organizations, and you know that if you're going to be successful and you want to make the playoffs or you want to get the win the section or whatever, you got to go through them, both of them. So coming out strong like that and getting those 2 wins is really big.
Just 3 years removed from reaching the WPIAL title game as an 11 seed, what does Seneca Valley need to do to win a section title this year and get back to the championship game?
Obviously, we have to beat NA and Shaler to win a section title. That's a given. But any team in our section, they're all very good. They're all tough, and if you're not playing to your potential, any one of those teams can beat you. So you have to come prepared. You have to be ready to go every game, no matter what, no matter who you're playing. In order to win the section, you got to get there. And there's a lot of talented teams out there this year. Seems to be a lot of strong teams. It's going to take playing your best ball to get where you want to be.
And Seneca Valley head coach George True, thanks for your time, and good luck to you and your team the rest of the way.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.